And that was the theme from the Ramen Girl movie. As the Ramen Girl movie explains, in food, as in life, sometimes the missing ingredient is love. Well, there must be plenty of love in the ramen noodles made fresh each day at the Melbourne Hotel in Perth, because there's always a long queue outside the ramen restaurant. Graham Kemmler was in Perth recently and he spoke with the hotel's owner, Wei Tan, about the historic 120-year-old corner hotel that was slightly unloved and his family's decision to buy all the land around it, add modern rooms and develop an old meets new, east meets west luxury boutique hotel.
Talking with Wei Tan, who's one of the owners, the family company that owns the Melbourne Hotel, a terrific boutique development here in the city of Perth. Welcome to Travel Writers Radio, Wei.
Thank you, Graham. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Lovely to stay in your hotel. I'm in a room you haven't quite finished yet. The walls are distressed, and I can see where the old building used to be, but that's intentional, isn't it?
Yeah, that's actually the original external wall of the hotel. So what we did, sort of extended the hotel, so that's where the old meets the new.
Yeah, I love the way you've done that, because people love to come into places where they think there's a bit of a story, and certainly the age of this hotel is one story, but it's also had lots of lives, and I think people remember it as a rock and roll destination, as a place where you came and had a quick beer before they shut the shop at 6 o'clock. Some media people used to drink here, apparently, but now it's got quite an interesting mix. Maybe you can just talk about the philosophy of what you've done and turned it into a boutique accommodation and services hotel.
So, yeah, we've always been known traditionally as the corner pub. So the old people refer us as the old Melbourne. So right now, we sort of kept that spot as the traditional pub. And the restaurant, we've got the Cantonese restaurant. And we've got a ramen noodle bar. And a franchise Japanese cream bun and a rooftop bar.
I noticed last time I was here, the ramen noodle place, if I can use that term, restaurant, had a queue right out the door and down the street. What's going on there?
I think we're quite fortunate that, you know, people in Perth, they are a bit of a ramen craze. So we sort of identified that there's a demand for ramen. And the ramen is actually a franchise from Japan. So we took the franchise, came over here, and the rest is history.
Mm. Did you bring a ramen chef, or did you find someone locally who could make it?
So, well, my brother went to train with the franchise. So he sort of learned under the franchise, and he came over here to help manage it.
Okay. And the other one, what's that called, and what's the specialty? What's so special about that?
Japanese cream bun?
Yeah.
So that's a Japanese confectionery bun. So it's the what's so special, that's the texture. It's very soft on the outside, and you've got like different fillings on the inside. So it's got like matcha flavor, you've got cream, you've got custard, and you've got chocolate, of course.
So it's like bread top gone mad.
Yeah, you can say that.
Okay. Now, the other thing you have got here is a terrific Cantonese restaurant that you mentioned. What's the history of this particular restaurant? Is it new to Perth, or has it been around a while?
It is new to Perth, so the chef is from Hong Kong, and he worked in Singapore previously, and he's got a bit of a reputation. Mm. So he came over, he helped us, and we sort of got guidance from a restaurant in Singapore. So he sort of, you know, gave us direction and things like that. Mm. So we sort of, you know, identified that there's no really like a Cantonese restaurant in the city. So we took the bullet and sort of open the restaurant.
Yeah, well, it certainly has an old world feel about it. It feels like a bit of old Shanghai or somewhere. Is that's deliberate, obviously?
Yeah, that is. You know, initially when we finished the restaurant, so we went in there, it looks very clinical, very clean, white, and things like that. So we didn't really like the space. We wanted it to look a bit more special. So we got the interior designers in and sort of, you know, said, look, you know, what can we do with this space to make it a bit more interesting.
Mm.
So that's how we came up with, you know, the theming, Grand Orient, and a bit more Shanghai style.
Mm. Now, I need to explain to people that this is a traditional three-level Victorian hotel with lace on the outside. And what you've done is you've actually bought the properties on two sides of it. It's on a corner, and you've basically surrounded the place. I don't know whether there was anyone living here at the time, and you made them put their hands in the air and, you know, sell it to you. But what you've really done is you've got the old sitting on the corner, and you've built this new hotel or new hotel rooms around the outside. What did you start with in terms of rooms, and how many have you got now?
Well, we've got 73 rooms. So we've got 51 new rooms, contemporary, which is the new extension that you mentioned. Yeah. And then we've got 21 heritage rooms. So what we have done, we've got the heritage site, which is the original fabric. We took down the extension that was done in the 90s. So everything in the building right now, it's original. And we took elements of the original building and put it throughout the hotel. So you get like the patterns in the balustrades, on the glass frits of the windows. So we sort of took elements from the old building and translate them into the new ones.
Mm. Oh, I think you've done a terrific job. Now, the target market for this product is who? Is it corporate? Is it high-end leisure? Is it affordable luxury? How would you describe it?
You know, I'll describe us as more like, you know, upper-mid luxury.
Mm.
So we try to target corporates being in the city, and hopefully we attract weekend people from around the region to the hotel.
Mm. Well, the room sizes are fairly generous. We're in a suite here at the minute, but just your entry-level rooms, what are they? Are they 30 square metres? I'm not sure what you could tell me that.
So because it's a heritage building, so every room is slightly different. So it ranges roughly about, you know, in the region of 25 metres squares for their lead-in rooms.
Right. And then your modern rooms are a little bit larger. Like, we're in one of the modern ones now, aren't we?
Yeah, this one is about 35, 38.
Okay, all right. And how long have you actually been open?
We've been open since late March 2018. So we sort of staggered the opening. So we opened the bar first, and then the restaurant, and then the Atendo, and the ramen, rooftop bar, and then the rooms.
Hmm. The rooftop bar's got a terrific view over the city. I guess that's going to be a pretty popular spot in summer, of a summer evening, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. That's what we're hoping. Right now it's the winter, so it's a bit cold. But you know, when summertime comes, we're expecting it to be busy.
Mm. And for those who want to come here and have a meeting, whether it's just a group of people who want a private family function or someone corporate, what are you offering there? What have you got space for?
Well, we've got a ballroom that can fit 160 people sit down. We've got a small meeting room. And we do lease out the rooftop bar for private events or semi-private events.
Oh, okay. So that sounds pretty good. And who do you think your competitors are in Perth?
Well, I think in terms of rooms, we've got, you know, just because of proximity, we've got a few on West Perth. So I think the Tribe in West Perth, that's one of the competitors. Of course, down the street, we've got 4 Points.
Mm.
And, you know, got in the Continental around the corner. So they do offer F&B and room, so yeah, they are competitors.
You do have a point of difference, though. You've done it a bit funky, and certainly the bar is popular. Not all these so-called hotels have a traditional bar like you've got there on the corner, and I could see that was going off the other week that I was here and popped my head in. So are you happy with how it's going?
Yeah, we're happy at the moment how far it's going. So we try to change the perception of F&B offerings in hotel. So hopefully with the products that we offer, we can sort of change the mindset and say, look, you know, hotels can have great food.
Mm. Well, Waitan, there may be people in Perth who don't like the name of the hotel much, but I'm sure all the Melburnians ought to come over and stay here.
Yeah, well, you know, people get confused why we're called the Melbourne Hotel, but because Milligan Street used to be called Melbourne Street, Melbourne Street, you know, now it's now called Milligan Street. So we kept the name. But the street name, of course, has changed.
Mm. Waitan, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Graham. Thanks for having me.
But that was you, Graham Kemble, speaking with Waitan of the Melbourne Hotel in Perth CBD.
And it is a terrific property, I have to say. Well worth a visit, even if you just want to have a bit of ramen or a Japanese sweet bun, which they have the franchise for, or a bit of Chinese food.
I have to get myself over there.
Yeah. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.